If you wanna go and take a ride with me, it'd be, oh, why must I live this way? Must be the money. Yo, welcome to episode 2 of What Is TWS Podcast. That was a little tribute to my man Fats. It's his birthday today. We miss you, Fats. Just wanted to make sure I shouted you out. Man. Yeah, definitely miss my homeboy, man. I kind of lost touch with him, and then we lost him, you know, suddenly earlier this year. So that's weighing on me. But I know he'd want us to have fun, though. So let's see. Let's get into what would be Fat's favorite part of the show, and that'd be the what you sipping. What you got, Rich?
Welcome back. Another episode of the TWS Podcast. Yes, we're going to go straight into the what you sipping. Shout out to Fats. This one is for you. This one happens to also be my fiance's favorite drink. So I think we get it everywhere we go in Texas. This one is called a White Russian. Pretty simple drink to make at home. I do it all the time. Order it everywhere we go, like I said. Pretty straightforward with the ingredients. Ice, Kahlua, vodka, heavy cream. Simple enough. One part Kahlua, two parts vodka, one part heavy cream. So get right into it. Essentially, you're going to get a rocks glass. Fill that up with ice. Add the Kahlua and the vodka. Healthy amount, you know, depends on what you like. And just add the cream into it. Get a straw and stir it up. For a pro tip, though, you can grab a little spoon, teaspoon, pour the cream over the back of the spoon to give the drink a nice layering effect. Get that little separation of the dark and light. Looks really good in hand. Yeah, try it out. Let me know. Enjoy.
Yeah, I never quite understood like the cream and liquor concept. It sounds like bubble guts to me. Like, I
sounds like bubble guts. I had one last night. Stomach still felt good. So I don't know.
I'll take your word for it, though. I'll take your word for it. Man, what else we got going on this week? I know. I definitely feel like I neglected to mention a very important eatery last week when we went through our list of all these spots here in Texas and Austin that we love. Oh, man. Rolling Rooster, man.
Oh, no, yeah. We had Rolling Rooster, I think, Thursday night. We were feeling fat. We were feeling greedy. We could not decide what to get. She ordered Rolling Rooster. Shout out to Uber Eats because, you know, we ain't feeling like driving. Uber Eats out here in Austin, it's life. She ordered Rolling Rooster. I ordered Jack's Barbecue and just doubled up.
Yeah.
Pegged out. That was amazing. But shout out to Rolling Rooster, like Jared said. That red velvet pancake.
Yeah.
On point.
Best chicken and waffles in Austin. Yeah, great catfish. Good food. Yeah, I had it earlier today.
That catfish is well flavored.
Yeah, yeah. I had it earlier today. Couldn't help it. Watch the games. Some chicken wings. I know chicken wings, not your favorite thing, Rich. You want the man-sized piece of chicken.
I can't front, though. Rolling Rooster's chicken wings?
Yes.
Pretty damn good.
Pretty dope.
I don't know what they put in it. Pretty damn good.
Right. All right, so that's the stuff I wanted to make sure I get out the way. Where should we go from here, man? Where should we go from here? I hope people got a chance to listen to episode 1. Give us some feedback. Let us know how we did on that one. You know, I felt it was decent. It was a quality recording.
Audio came out good. This above all, it's still a learning process. Yeah. We're going to learn. We're going to grow. We're going to keep on our editing. We're going to keep on our mastering, making sure we have a lot of content. I feel like we have so much content. Our issue is dumbing it down and figuring out like where to pinpoint where to go.
Yeah.
Excuse us if we bounce around a little bit while we get our platform together. We just have so much we want to talk about with you guys that we're trying to fit it all in. If we can, great. If we don't, it's always the next episode. So just continue to tune in. And if you have any ideas, you have any topics you want to talk about, feel free to drop us a line. Contact us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Check out the website, whatistws.com. It's basically every which way you can imagine to contact us. Listed on the website, whatistws.com.
Yeah, so, you know, come grow with us. We're going to get better. But, yeah, we're having fun right now. I guess my early rant to get out the way is, and I told you, I was texting you yesterday while I was there. I got invited to a birthday party yesterday, and I should have known, you know, both of the birthday boy and his girlfriend are both doctors. We know them both. They helped treat me and my wife when we were training for a distance challenge. We got invited to his 40th birthday party. And, you know, it just sounded like a good opportunity for us to get out the house, get a sitter, you know, go to somebody's house for a birthday party. We expecting something, you know, low key. It's a house birthday party, you know, maybe like a backyard cookout, whatever, you know, it's Texas. That's what we were thinking. But yeah, we slept on the fact that they were both doctors, and like three turns away from the house, we started noticing, you know, we're not in Kansas anymore. These are a lot bigger than the houses. Moving in our neck of the woods, you know, and we pull into the spot, huge house. They got the thing fully catered. They got a wait staff that's like picking up your plates and stuff and cleaning up after you. They got a fully staffed bar, open bar, all of, you know, drinks you could want, live music. They got the backyard decked out, tables and candles, and yeah, it was just way more than we were expecting. And as friendly as everyone was, I couldn't help but notice, one, that I think we were the only black people there. And two, that we know these people. They're really nice to us. As soon as they saw us, hey, Jared, hey, Tammy, you know, very welcoming. Everybody, you know, just striking up conversations with us. But I felt as uncomfortable as a person could possibly feel in another person's space. I guess. I just wasn't ready for to see how the other half lived and like be there. You know, I felt out of my tax bracket. I don't know. Have you ever had that kind of experience?
It's a few times. Certain times I go to certain stores and I'm just like, I feel like I'm wasting money and air just standing here. But yeah, the good thing I think is that they were good friends. They were hospitable. They were opening, and you know, they brought you guys in. Tax bracket didn't mean a thing to them. Honestly, we're just there to have a good time, so that's always a plus. But yeah, that's a
definitely meant something to me. I was just looking around. I'm like, geez, like I just didn't feel like I fit in. Tammy had a great time. She talked to everybody, and everybody wants to know about the baby. You can always tell stories about your kid, which is a great equalizer. I'm starting to learn, but
I feel like that's an automatic icebreaker talking statement.
Yeah,
bullet point.
Yeah, no matter how much, no matter how much you got, you go through the same things with a small child. So, yeah, but I guess that was a cultural wake up call for me that for no reason. And this was all on me. I can't put this on anybody else. I can't put this on people making me feel uncomfortable. But for some reason, I was uncomfortable. So I need to work that out with myself. Like, why did that bother me so much to be around such affluence?
Was it like affluence? I mean, thinking about it, I mean, it's a different tax bracket. I don't think it's that many grades. And they might have been like one or two off. I can't imagine it being that far away from where we are now. But yeah, it's a different lifestyle. It's accustomed to different things.
I've never been to a birthday party and somebody like, can I take that for you? Can I clean up your Chipotle? And I think it was like catered by Chipotle, which is, that's the first time I've had Chipotle since the scare. But,
I had Chipotle since then?
Dude got a pimp cup for his birthday, and he was, like, pouring Dos Equis into a pimp cup. It was weird.
Having Dos Equis with my pimp juice.
Shout out to Seth, though. Happy birthday.
You know what? Just clicked. Ragnar.
Ragnar, yeah, Seth and Claire were supposed to do Ragnar.
Yeah, I remember now.
Should we tell the Ragnar story?
Shout out to Seth and Claire for having me run those extra miles. Appreciate it, you guys. You guys got me in shape.
Yeah, I was in shape. I am no longer in shape. It was a long time ago. Yeah, should we tell the Ragnar story? That was interesting.
Ragnar was pretty fun. It was pretty fun.
And that's that was another situation where, like, you know, you see a culture that. Yeah. That you are not necessarily a part of.
Yeah, I was definitely looking around like, this ain't my cup of tea. Nah. I'm going to do it.
See, so for those of you that don't know, Ragnar is like a extreme.
So it's more than one. So Ragnar basically is just a relay race.
Relay
Ragnar race. Hosts several relay races. around the nation, around the, I don't know if they do it internationally. I know they do it across the United States.
Yeah.
They have two versions, a Ragnar Road, which is a road race, and then a Ragnar Trail, which is all off-road, hiking, through the mountains, wilderness, things like that.
Yeah.
So.
And they're considered like ultra marathons because that was, I think it was 18 members.
Yes.
Had 15 miles apiece. Mm-hmm. So you do the math. I don't know.
Yeah.
So 120 miles, that's a lot of miles.
Something about that. So we were lucky enough to be able to do the Ragnar Trail. Lucky us.
Yeah.
Lucky us. We were lucky enough to run for 24 hours straight. We were lucky enough to be outside in the hill country in a rainstorm. Soaking wet in a tent.
Yeah, so basically you get out there, you're supposed to have a team of eight. You set up a campsite. And you run these different legs. You know, someone runs while the rest of the team is at the campsite. And then when they come in, the next person picks up and does their run. And this goes on, you know, 24 hours straight. I mean, through the night. It's just running or trying to sleep and running again. And it was the most miserable experience of my entire life. But yet, I looked around and everyone else was having the time of their fucking lives. Like,
man, I didn't get it. They're like, I'm wet, draining.
It's raining, I'm waiting for them to like cancel the thing. It started raining so bad. I'm like, there's no way they're going to make us go out there.
Running hill country in the middle of the night. With waterproof jackets and headlamps and like, my socks were soaked.
Soaked.
Everything wet.
So two things for me. One, I had to run at like, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And we're in the middle of nowhere. I literally felt like I was in the Blair Witch Project.
West Bubble.
All I had.
Middle of the night. When I went right after you, actually. You ran that late night one and I went right after you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw it. Running through the course, I look up, headlamp is on, big ass black cow, scared the shit out of me. Look across the field, and it was like a little metal like shack.
Yeah,
like a shanty shack that looked like it might have had like a crucifix or something on the top of it, something like that. I don't know if it was supposed to be somebody's private church or something. I had
some scary shit
flashbacks.
Yeah,
legit flashbacks. Like I was gonna be next. Jim Crow came back, and I'm going down.
Nobody would come looking for you.
We wasn't supposed to be there.
Hey, we out in the middle. I mean, it's rocky cliffs and shit. I'm thinking to myself, it's raining like crazy. It's slippery rocks. They just got these little danger signs up, like right before you hit like a fucking super cliff or whatever. And I'm just thinking, if I fall, bust my head on the rock, I haven't seen nobody walking around here.
Yeah, no, you're out there on your own.
I'm out there on my own. By the time y'all realized I hadn't come in,
What was crazy is, granted, they did have danger and be careful signs.
Yeah.
5 inches from the edge of the danger.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, that's not a heads up.
And it was like every 20 feet. Every time you turned around, it was a fucking danger sign.
Yeah, no. Yeah, we wasn't supposed to be there. Shout out to Ragnar Trail, though. It was fun. We finished. We got our extra miles in. I forget what place our team came in, but it was fun until the rain. And then we just had to power through.
The rain was miserable. It's not for me. It's not. But if I got asked to do it again, I probably would. That's
too.
The sad part.
That's the thing.
It's what having white friends would do to you.
It was a lot of bad, but it was an adventure.
It was an adventure. Yeah.
It was an adventure.
We could say we did it, and it was cool being at the campsite and like hanging out. You know, I made a lot of bad decisions at the campsite in terms of I drank too many energy drinks. And then put beer on top of that.
Between the energy drinks and then the goo. Just to give me some protein back. Then shooting those bears in the middle of the night just to get a half hour sleep to get back up and run in the cold. To come back and not have enough extra socks. I'm trying to think if I'm going to change my wet socks after this run or after the next run. Man, we were ill prepared.
Yeah. So I don't know if I told you guys this, but I made a lot of bad decisions with stuff I put on my stomach, and I ended up having to take a shit in the middle of the woods.
Man, there were so many cow patties out there.
Yeah.
You might as well.
Nobody would have known the difference.
Yeah. Add to it.
It was crazy, though, because I'm running. You know, I got my little headlamp on. I can only see like 5 feet in front of me, and there's nobody out there around me. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to do it. I step off the trail, you know, I'm mid shit, and then I start seeing lights. Like nobody was there until I started shitting, and then all of a sudden,
that's the pop up.
Yeah, the pop up, and I know they could smell it, but they was just like, "Are you okay? Everything okay?" No, I'm not okay. I'm shitting in the fucking woods in the middle of, in the rain, in the middle of nowhere, and I'm like at least 7 miles from getting back to a wet tent to wipe the shit off my.
Yeah, there was nothing good about that whole run and situation. Nah.
All right, but that's enough about shitting in the rain. Let's see what else we got. We Bill Cosby versus Donald Trump. Let's do something heavier.
It's a lot going on with this. So I don't get it. Like you said earlier, I don't know if you want to repeat your statement so we can get caught up about Bill Cosby and then we can move on to Trump.
Yes, I mean, so basically, you know, the Bill Cosby allegations came out, and at this point, I guess they're still allegations. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's been.
I don't think he's been formally charged at all.
But he's. I think he's been charged and is dealing with these court cases. But he hasn't been convicted of anything yet. But I mean, but his career, his reputation, his everything is gone
through the gutter.
Everything. It's gone. Like you can't even mention Bill Cosby right now. You know, have they removed everything from syndication? I don't even see the Cosby Show on anymore. Like,
no, I don't see. I see everything else, but
he's been blacklisted completely. Whereas our friend Donald Trump,
he's openly admitted himself to the news on about openly admitting to committing, I guess, sexual assault.
Yeah,
he has open rape cases, assault cases. Openly admits to doing things, and he's still
our Republican nominee.
Presidential nominee. Yeah. Nobody says anything. This man says on tape, "You can do anything to a woman if you have money.
If you have money."
Kiss her and grab her by the pussy. He says this.
Sidebar.
Nobody cares.
Funniest meme I've seen of it so far is the one on the sideline with him hugging Tom Brady. And they're like, this is photographic evidence of Donald Trump grabbing a pussy. But
that's a good one. That is a good one.
I like that one.
But damn, yeah, I just don't get why any other time, like, our presidential nominees, our government officials are supposed to be scrutinized even more. They're supposed to be vetted. And this guy, for some reason, nobody cares. None of the rules apply to him. Why? Why? Why does nothing apply to this man? How does your presidential nominee say, "I assault women, I don't pay taxes, and I'm running for president"? Yeah. And nobody cares.
I think what's happened is we've made it. It's almost like, you know, when you have a kid or something, it's like the more you act like you don't like something, the more you act like you don't want them to do it, the more they want to mm-hmm. do it. It's like we've made the Trump supporters such pariahs that it's like now they can't back off their stance. Like, you know, you've pretty much told them they're stupid for liking this guy. So now if they back away from him, it's like they're admitting that they were stupid. And, you know, and nobody's going to do that. Like
I really think to ride it to the wheels for.
They got
to
ride it. They got to stay with it now. I think we've pushed them into a corner where they got to stick to their guns. And so that's why I kind of don't like it when we take that, you know, these Trump supporters are all racist and stupid, because you just make it so that they can't back away from them. Like, if they do, it's like admitting that they're racist, admitting that they're stupid. You got to give them like an amnesty clause. You got to give them like a get out of jail free card. Like, you're not stupid. You just got bamboozled.
My only hope is that come election day, you're in a booth by yourself. You don't got to prove nothing to nobody. Vote right. Vote against Trump. Walk out the booth. Claim, yeah, Trump all day you want. Sidebar, that was not me supporting Trump. I'm just saying.
Somebody going to cut it up. Somebody going to cut up. Get a sound bite.
But yeah, just vote right. You can scream all you want, but vote right. This don't make no sense. This man got a shot of running the country.
Yeah, I said I'm not like the greatest Hillary supporter. I am not necessarily voting for Hillary, but I'm voting against Trump.
And I mean, she has her things too. They both have their things.
Yeah.
So by all means, we're not Hillary supporting and we're not Trump bashing. I'm Trump bashing. I'm gonna be real about it.
I am Trump bashing. I just need to find a way to Trump bash without making his supporters feel stupid.
He just does not make any sense. He is the most unqualified person to run a country.
But when you the more I think about it, it seems to be it's either the most asinine, crazy thing that's ever happened or the most brilliant strategy that's ever happened. It's like if you're arguing with somebody, you know, the only way you can win an argument is if you somehow can use their frame of reference to show them that what they're saying doesn't make sense, even in their set of logic. But these people come with this set of logic that you can't identify. It's like there's no way to penetrate that. There's no way to get in there and find something that you can twist and say, look, you know, even according to your words, this doesn't make sense. Because they're it's so far off. Yeah, it's so, it's like, you know, it's like if you say sky's blue and I say, no, it's not. Spaghetti's delicious. Like, how do you can't defeat
Where's that correlation coming from?
You have no way to defeat that. Like, that's how they get you. They say something so out of whack.
And then they denounce it.
Yeah, then they denounce. Then they say they never said it.
I saw an interview with a Trump supporter. And a reporter asked this woman, do you believe that Obama's an American citizen? She says, no. He says, why not? He says, because we've never seen his birth certificate. Okay, outside of the birth certificate, what would you need as proof that Obama's a citizen? She says, I would need to hear someone who was there when he was born corroborate that story. And so the reporter says somebody like his mom, somebody like his father. The lady says, no, your mom and your father cannot corroborate because it would be in their best interest to lie because they're here to support you. She wants to hear from the doctor, the nurse, whoever, right? Then he says, what about Trump? What would you need as proof of Trump being born an American? Would somebody corroborating the story be good enough? Yes. She says, yes. He says, who would have to corroborate that story? She says, oh, I mean, his mom was there, right? She gave birth. She can say it. His dad was in the room. But you just said that parents don't count for Obama, so why do they count for Trump? There's the same thing you're saying. Like, the logic is so asinine and twisted.
It doesn't exist.
It's beyond me. Yeah. Like, they're pulling the shit out of it.
It's like if you don't use logic, then people can't use logic to, you know, to contradict what you're saying. And that it's just, it's brilliant almost when you think of it. Like, it's either just pure insanity or it is calculated brilliance. I haven't figured out which one it is.
Shout out to the asinine making the world run. Shout out.
Hey, they're giving us something to talk about.
Who's up?
Oh man, back to my ginger beer. Good stuff.
Sorry, I had to take a sip of my beer on that one. I'm drinking a Shiner Light Blonde. Shiner, if you're listening, I love your Light Blonde. Shout out, because, you know.
Texas beers.
Yeah, Texas beers. I've actually grown pretty fond of Texas beers since I've been here.
Yeah, I've become somewhat of a beer snob, even though I'm not drinking beer anymore.
Yeah, I love Shiner. Is Fireman's a Texas beer?
Fireman's a Texas beer.
Definitely drink Fireman's. Yeah. Where's Thirsty Planet at?
I want to say Thirsty Planet is a Texas beer, but I could be wrong.
Because since I've been here, it's been nothing but Shiner, Ziegenbach.
Ziegenbach, yeah.
Fireman's, kill them on a regular basis. Love them. So it's a few other ones, but I mean, up on the fence. I'm on the fence on a few of them.
Who makes Rodeo Clown?
Is it Clown Shoes?
Not Clown Shoes. It's like Kaibach or something. I forget the name of it.
Carbach.
Yeah, Rodeo Clown.
Rodeo Clown is good.
It's good. Good. Double IPA. But yeah, I can't partake in any of that right now. Oh man, what else we got on the docket today?
We started last week. We never got to it. We meant to circle back to it. We never finished. Men's bathroom etiquette. I mean, this bathroom etiquette overall.
Right.
I don't know what they do in a women's bathroom. I know what happens in the men's bathroom and how it's supposed to go down, and people break the rules.
Right. So let's start with this, like, because this is my issue. This is the whole reason why I think we need to discuss men's bathroom etiquette. It's because I feel like whatever generation I came from or whatever understanding I was given as a child, I don't know how I learned the rules of bathroom etiquette. I just know that I did. It just feels natural mm-hmm. to me. But I feel like that idea of masculinity or that idea of manhood, even then when it comes down to as simple as how you act in the bathroom, is like under supreme attack right now. You can't be me anymore. Like I am just by definition politically incorrect if I feel that there's a certain way you're supposed to act in the bathroom.
So to a certain extent, I think you're right. We're living in a day and age where people just like to complain, Yeah. They don't care about the rules anymore. All the rules go out the window. Some things do not need to change. There's rules in a playground. There's rules in war. There's rules in the bathroom. These rules need to be adhered to.
They need to be adhered to. But, I mean, obviously something has gone wrong because I go in the bathroom and these rules are not being adhered to. I don't know who's not passing down this knowledge, but we'll take on that mantle and we'll do it right now. We'll pass down some knowledge on how you're supposed to act in the men's bathroom.
So, number one, I got a few ran down. Number one, skipping urinals.
Yes.
You go in the bathroom, you either hit the first urinal or you hit the last urinal. Next person in the bathroom, total far opposite urinal from what you hit.
Exactly.
Jared walks in, he goes to the first urinal. I walk in, I go to the last urinal. Now, if it's three urinals and another person walks in, that person is obligated to wait until one of the first two are free.
Yeah, or use a stall.
That third middle urinal, when it's only a three urinal setup, that odd number, it's only there for to look good. It's a spacer. You do not use the spacer.
Well, it's got to be an emergency. It's got to be like you're at a ball game or something and everybody's going to the bathroom at the same time.
And you got to go.
Other
than that, leave the space.
Leave the space.
Right. Now, from three, you jump up to five because you're never really going to see four. You go from three to five.
Yeah.
Three to five, first urinal, middle urinal, last urinal, spacer rule still applies. Period. It's another one. When you're at the urinal, no looking around, no making eye contact.
Straightforward.
What you looking for? What you looking for? Pick a spot on the wall, plant your eyes.
Run with it.
Just do your business, zip, get out. Why do people want to look around? They want to make eye contact. You can't make eye contact with another man.
No.
With your dick in your hand.
No, you can't. And that takes me to my rule. Don't talk to me.
Conversations at the urinals are a no-no.
I don't know. I mean, conversation to me, period.
Period in the bathroom. Yeah, you can't be in stalls talking about, hey, how's the game go last night? No.
We could be walking and talking, and as soon as I open that bathroom door, that's a pause on the conversation. We can pick it up the moment we leave
the
bathroom.
I thought everybody knew that.
I've had people try to talk to me from the stall or from taking a shit. They in the stall next to me, try to strike up a conversation. You definitely don't do it if you're at the urinal.
Yeah, no.
If your dick is out, I don't exist.
I've been in the bathroom and people have walked in. Hey, Rich, how's it going? Patting me on the back. Don't touch me. That's another rule. Don't touch me in the bathroom. How are you going to, you in the bathroom, you going to pat somebody on the back? I know what you're here for. I know where your hand's been. Before you even, go wash your dirty ass hands.
Yeah. That is another one. Because we work in IT.
Cleanliness.
And we've all had to go to somebody's desk. And we were in the bathroom with them, and they did not wash their motherfucking hands.
It's always that dirty motherfucker. Wash your hands, people. Wash your hands. Hit that soap pump. Throw your hands under there. Get that lather going past your wrist. Make sure you got that back and forth motion. You need to be under that water for at least 45 seconds.
Yeah.
45, 65 seconds. Listen, 15 second. Pass your finger by, splash and get out. That doesn't count. You're nasty. Nice. Wash your hands.
Now, what I'm learning now, being down here in Austin, where I'm a little outnumbered, it's not as many of us. You know, I don't go to the bathroom at work between the hours of 12 and 3.
Oh, yeah, no.
Because there's some horrific things that happen in a men's bathroom. During that time frame.
Ungodly.
I have walked to like the complete opposite side of the building to try to find a bathroom that's not used very much. you know, if I have to go during that time frame.
I don't use the main one. That one that's right there in the elevator, don't use that one. Top of the stairs, don't use that one. Busy hallway, don't use that one. I'm using the obscure one upstairs in the back to the left that everybody forgot existed.
I'm just saying, whatever you people are eating for lunch, if it causes you that much distress at work, if you got to be in the stall making those kinds of sounds and emitting those kinds of smells, you need to change your diet.
Change your diet. You need
to think about what you're eating and eliminate some of that shit. Like, that just, it's just, it's not necessary.
Shout out to finding a new lunch spot.
Yes. You got to find something else to eat. Spicy food is not for you. Eat it at home. Don't eat it at work. Get yourself a nice salad.
That's
a smoothie. Nigga, I don't care. Like, just stop. Stop what you're doing. It's wrong. It's wrong to everybody else in that office. It's wrong.
That's pretty reckless. That is pretty reckless. Ooh, that shit just, you know what gives you, literally.
Yeah, you know what gives you bubble guts. Don't do it. Don't do it at work.
Why would you want bubble guts at work?
I wouldn't.
Damn.
That's a miserable feeling, bubble guts at work. But you get bubble guts in the middle of a meeting, and now you're stuck. Dude.
Don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy. You stuck. You sweating.
I can't fight this feeling anymore.
You don't want to be the dude sweating during your presentation.
Boss think you're lying. Limited episode of Seinfeld. Jerry had that, George had that spicy Kung Pao chicken.
Oh, man, yeah.
He had to give that presentation. Everybody thought he was lying because he was sweating. It's the Kung Pao.
It's Kung Pao. And then I'm pretty sure he went to the bathroom after that. And
he let it loose.
And fucked some things up.
He let it loose.
Not necessary.
Bloop, bloop, like back of the bus.
Oh, man. Yeah, people, just be a little more considerate in the bathrooms. Don't talk to me. Don't touch me. Wash your hands. Leave a space. And change your diet. What else we got, Rich?
Table Topics card pull. All
right, yeah. So I bought one of those conversation starter packs just because I'm trying to be like, I'm growing up. We have dinner parties, you know. So you got to come up with shit to talk about.
Easy icebreakers.
So I bought a pack of cards with a conversation starter. So we figured we'd every week just pull a card, see what we get.
So today's card, do you let the little things get in the way of the big things?
And I say, I am definitely guilty of this. Definitely guilty of this on all kinds of levels because... I don't know if you know this, Rich, but 99.9% of people, I can't stand. And for the dumbest of reasons. Like, I literally hate most people, and for the dumbest of reasons.
I agree.
I told you in an episode that we didn't post, if you wear the socks with the sandal type flip flops, I just it's going to change how I feel about you. Like, if I met you and I already know you cool and I see you doing it, I'm gonna be like, you know, do I really trust this dude now?
Nope.
But if I don't know you, and that's how I see you the first time, it's the first impression I get, I can't fuck with you.
No.
I can't.
Yeah, no. Socks and flip-flops don't go.
So it's little things like that. Like, I will literally, like, not get to know someone because they're wearing socks and flip-flops or they got it. I'm starting to realize I was at the barbershop yesterday, and I get the feeling that, like, there's a finite amount of faces in the world, and I just keep seeing the same faces over and over again. And so now I start associating personality traits with these faces. So if you got one of these faces and I had a bad experience with that face in the past, what the fuck you do? Like, you gotta prove you better than your face.
That's that bad memory syndrome.
Yeah, I saw a little boy at the barbershop, and he just looked like, you know, I'm like, that nigga's an asshole. Like, he gonna have to, I hope he grows up to overcome that. Because he got immediate classification.
Yeah,
he behind the eight ball already because you look like an asshole.
Immediate. Can that be considered a stereotype?
It is a stereotype. And I do it. I tell people all the time, the most racist person on the planet is my mother. And I'm getting older and that shit is rubbing off on me. And I'm trying, Rich.
James.
I swear to God, I'm trying, but I'm losing. But hey, I let little stuff like that stop me from doing things. I don't like talking to people on the phone. So if you run a business,
I've never really been a phone person. Yeah. I will text and email.
Text, email.
Shit out of a plan. I said, I give you step by step, case by case. I don't want to sit on the phone.
Hey.
I just, who wants to sit on the phone? I've never really been a phone person.
I'm not a phone person. At work, I do it. Skype, it's my best friend. If I can talk, if I can get it done on Skype, if I can get it done without speaking to you,
yeah,
that's the win-win.
Pretty much. I'm just going to remote into your PC real quick.
Yeah.
Remote in. You know what I hate? When you remote in, and they want to call you on the phone because they want to talk to you at the same time. No.
Like, no.
This is what we're going to do. We're going to open up a little text. You're going to type, and then I'm going to type. And then we're going to do it like that.
Yeah.
Hate
type,
it.
Type, type, type. I hate the ones you remote in, and you take control of the machine, and then they just, like, they don't understand the concept of only one person can control this machine at a time.
And they
start moving the mouse, too. Like, either you want me to fix it, or you want to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
But we both can't do this.
Hate that.
But yeah, no, I definitely let the little stuff get in the way of the big stuff. And I'm trying to get past that. I'm trying to get past my little idiosyncrasies and my quick judgments. Mm-hmm. So
I think a lot of people are like that, though. It's old school. Forest for the trees. You can never focus on the big picture because you're so focused on a little thing that's happening right in front of you.
Yeah.
Forest for the trees. It happens all the time. You just got to change your way of thinking.
I'm working on it. This part of the, part of this is this podcast. I get to talk this stuff out. I get to say it in an open forum. Maybe somebody feels the same way. They can tell me how they deal with it. But I got a problem, Rich. I got a problem.
And you mentioned something when you were going off on that rant that I want to talk about too. The flip-flops and socks.
Okay.
Shout out to Chancletas.
All right, yeah, you gotta delve into this one because both Tammy and I had to Google that shit when you said it the other day. Like, what the fuck is a chancleta?
So, for those of you who don't know what a chancleta is a Spanish Hispanic word for like a sandu or a flip flop. Anybody who's been in a Hispanic neighborhood, got them Spanish friends, know. Once your mom say, "Give me my chanclet," it's over. it's a foot protector. It's an ass whooper. It causes fear in the heart of man.
I see. And I'm with you on that. Like, I'm with you. If you had said flip-flop or slipper in that conversation we were having on Facebook the other day, I would have understood exactly what you were talking about.
That's the difference, reaction. Though. A flip-flop is something that you wear to the beach.
Okay.
A chancleta is a multi-purpose tool in the Hispanic community.
Right.
Totally different thing. Totally different thing. You're not going to see a white person to want, "I'm going to hit you with my flip-flop, Billy." No. But your mom be like, "All right, give me my chancleta." Like, no. It's coming at you.
Right.
Bing you. Straight accuracy. 100 yards.
But in a black household, that's a slipper. Grandma is an assassin with a motherfucking slipper.
I've never got hit with a slipper.
Never got hit with a slipper?
I got hit with some weird shit.
You got hit with a crutch?
No.
I've been hit with a crutch.
I got hit with a broom.
Everybody been hit with a broom.
The metal broomstick and the wooden broomstick. I got beat with a broomstick and the broom broke. And she told me I had to go buy a new broom because I broke the broom. You hit me with the stick.
I think my mother's favorite, and she's going to hate me for this. She like hangers.
Oh, yeah. The wire hangers.
The wire and the plastic ones. It didn't matter. Hangers was a big one. Yeah, I think it was mostly hangers. I got beat with a cord once, but I think that was like a aunt or something.
You know, the extension cords, me and extension cords go way back.
Yeah.
Man, just make sure everything is plugged in. Don't leave one line around. If it's in arm's reach, man, webs for days.
You're just in the house plugging up stuff.
Weirdest thing I ever got beat with, that little hose for the fish tank. The little holes for the fish tank, and it was because she was instantly aggravated. Just grabbed the first thing that was there, and she was swinging it, and the air pressure was hitting it, and it wasn't following through. She just started laughing, threw them around. She was like, "Fuck it!"
Shout outs to moms being the MacGyvers of ass whoopers.
just grabbing anything,
turning it into a belt. Or all the mothers that had a man's belt in the house, and no man anywhere near.
Man. I might have gotten beat with a belt maybe twice, three times. Everything else was some real MacGyver making shit up as I go type beatings. I think I caught a switch once or twice too. Dang. Visiting my great grandmother in Florida. Switch.
I had a middle school principal. Shout out to Ms. Jones. I was such a dick in middle school because I was like the, I don't want to say principal's pet or whatever, but I was a good student, mm-hmm. Likable kid. And I'd be the one, like, in the principal's office that was, like, cool with all the staff. And she would literally, like, send me to go get a switch to beat another kid with.
Wow.
And I remember, can you imagine being that kid? Like, that doesn't make you a lot of friends, but.
Nope.
But, yeah, me and the little group that used to hang out in the office, we would, like, literally, like, go get the switch, bring it back. And then we'd be, like, standing at the principal's office door with our ear to the door, listening to her whip somebody else. Like, it's fucked up. But,
shout out to discipline in schools.
It don't happen no more.
No, damn that's sure. It can't happen no
that's
more.
That's a lawsuit. Everybody going no to jail. More. Everybody going.
Man. I remember I had one teacher, I think it might have been like third or fourth grade. This dude, what was it, Mr. Stanley, I think? I think it was Mr. Stanley. This dude had this long, like 2-foot ruler. One of those metal rulers. And every time you do something, put your hand on the table. Pop, hit them knuckles. Man, shout out to Mr. Stanley. If you're still working at PS, blah, 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 blah. stop whooping those kids. Man, that was a good man. You gave us nightmares.
This can go on forever. I had my kindergarten teacher, Miss Perry. She had two yardsticks taped together. And she wrote the words "officer friendly" on it, so it was officer friendly. And so this is how psychological the torture used to be.
Officer friendly.
So you know how in like kindergarten you had like a cubby hole or whatever, like mm-hmm. where the coats and stuff was. So it was like a room in the back of the classroom. So when you did something bad, she would say like, you want to go visit officer friendly, don't you? And so she'd take the kid, they go off into the cubby hole, and then they come out and they cry. So literally, as you know, when I was in kindergarten, I thought there was a police officer that just lived in this fucking cubbyhole all day, and I didn't know what he did to the children, but I knew they went in and they came out crying. You'd be like, you in kindergarten and you see a sixth grader come down, and she find out that the sixth grader she had years ago did something, and she bring him down to the classroom like, you want to see officer friendly, and she take a sixth grader in the back, and the sixth grader come out crying, and you in kindergarten. You understand what that does to you? You understand the fear that puts in your heart for the rest of your life?
I remember all of these same stories straight from kindergarten up until like maybe eighth grade. Like, you used to see kids getting beaten. What? And I was in Brooklyn. And now I'm thinking, granted, it can't happen anymore, but how did it happen so much?
And everybody was cool with it.
And nobody cared.
Nobody cared.
Nobody cared.
I think if the parents had come to the school, found out I did something, and I didn't get a whooping, that would have been a problem. Like, why didn't you do something to him? Why didn't you,
Yeah, it was one of those, like, oh, you was acting up in class? Did you up your ass? Yes. Good. You deserved it.
Yeah. I'd be like, don't you put your hands on my baby?
Yeah, all of that don't touch my kids stuff, that started happening in, like, mid to late 2000s. Everybody catching the case. And kids realized they had rights to start threatening people. Kids out here calling their parents talking about, my mom beat me. Nah.
It's not the world I grew up in, Ash.
Nah, I got my ass beat.
Beat, yeah.
Beat.
Yeah, I mean, it's a quick way to learn a lesson.
Better for it.
So that brings me to something else. Like, that's what I'm talking about, like, with the way things are changing today and like the way, we grew up and the way we were disciplined and the rules and understanding that we have of being men or just being good people are gone. I'm watching now like this whole anti-shaming thing. Like, so I saw the video the other day of Amber Rose doing the slut walk. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's supposed to be like the anti-slut shaming thing. And I just don't know how to feel about that. Like,
I think they're taking it too far. Certain ones, fine, but it's like, where do we draw the line? Fat shaming. fine, don't do it. Black shaming, fine, don't do that. Well, when you start with the obscure, stupid shit, no slut shaming, what does that even mean? You should be ashamed to be a slut.
I think that's the problem that we have. We've lost shame. Like, there was a certain level of shame you should have, and that kept you sort of under control a little bit.
Yeah, there's no more shame. There's no more taboos. Everything is okay.
Everything's a go. Everything's good.
Everything's okay to talk about. No, it's... We're in a bad place, my friend. We're in a bad place.
Yes, it's really weird to me. It's really, really weird to me. You have to accept everything. And even saying you don't like it makes you the bad guy. You can't even not like it. You just got to be... You got to love it and support it.
So, with this conversation, are we shame-shaming?
I think we're shame-shaming. I'm coming out and saying I'm a shame-shamer.
I guess I'm a shame-shamer, too, because I'm ashamed that it making... I'm ashamed that shame-shaming is a thing. Shameful.
Everything is a thing. That's one of the things one of the girls in my office said the other day. Why does everything have to be a thing? Everything is a thing. It's the world we live in.
I had a question.
All right.
Did you hear about this whole... Because I'm trying to corroborate this. I can't find a story on it. I keep seeing it all over the internet. Can't find proof. Jay-Z donates $1 million to get DMX in some special rehab and then signs him to Roc Nation.
Yeah. Haven't heard it. But, you know, the only thing I saw was the picture of him and... the original Murder, Inc., Jay-Z, DMX, and Ja Rule, which I thought was pretty dope. But, as far as him signing DMX and donating money for him to go to rehab and all that, nah, I haven't heard that.
If anybody knows anything about this, let me know. I got to see what's going on with this. Is DMX about to make a comeback? I don't know.
It'd be interesting.
Is Ja Rule trying to make a comeback?
It'd be interesting. I really, right now, if I could ask Jay-Z to pour his attention in any direction, it'd be getting us that Jay Electronica album. I've been waiting for that for a long time now.
I'm a Jay Electronica fan, too. And
We need this album.
I do like that new joint that he did with Emil Asande.
Yeah.
If I'm saying that right, because I don't know if it's Emil, Emily, Sande, listen.
I stopped trying.
It's just too much nowadays.
Too much.
I know, like the artist, like her music. That new track, Garden, with Jay Electronica is hot. Shout out to Spotify, sending me the update the other day so I could download and listen to it. Spotify, if you're listening, hook us up.
Yeah, but I heard, like, you know, we do that all the time. I think my mother was telling me the weirdest place this information came from. But she was telling me she saw somewhere that Rihanna's name is actually like Rihanna. And she just doesn't correct people anymore.
Yeah. I think I heard that someplace, too. It was Rihanna.
Yeah.
But how am I supposed to know? It could be Rihanna.
True.
I don't know. Listen, my name is Richard. Easy. Actually, no. Because my 10th grade Spanish teacher, Miss Beeston, told me, Miss Beeston.
Miss Beeston.
Call me Richard. Richard. Every day, like I was mad because it was Richard is one off from retard, and I swear she was trying to make fun of me every day. Oh, like, man. If this woman say it one more time again,
a setup move.
But I passed that class. Shout out to passing the Spanish Regents in high school. Much appreciated. Can't speak a lick of it anymore. Out of practice, but hey, took the test, passed. That's all that count.
I think biblically my name is supposed to be J-Red, but I'm not. I don't really want anyone to call me J-Red. I think my mother pronounces it Jared. You may get me to say that on a good day. Most days, if you ask me what my name is, it's Jared. I don't even try. But, you know, and this is what I give New Yorkers. New Yorkers are the only people that pronounce my name correctly. Mm-hmm. Y'all are real serious about your A's for some reason.
Yeah.
And y'all go in on it. Jared.
Yeah.
Jared.
Yeah, it is a legal thing. That's how we speak. Right. But every Jared and I've ever met has been Jared. Actually, I knew one Jared.
Jared. That's what I say. And I think that's why people, because I get a lot of people that like spell my name J-R-O-D. I'm like, that's not my name. I think I say, but I guess maybe they're hearing Jared instead of Jared.
Fuck, I don't know. I would never think to pronounce it differently. Although, the last name, I mean, I don't know. What's crazy is if you say the whole name,
yeah,
you say it correctly. But if you try to do the nickname, it comes out wrong every time.
Every time.
Every single time.
I mean, Flanagan. So, it's a funny story behind that one. And it, because it keeps popping up. And so, because I got this watch, I guess I can talk about it now because it's been released. But the Tick Watch, shout out to Tick Watch, Mob Boy, for sending me this watch. It's pretty dope. But so the problem it has is that, like, if I try to say, call Tammy Flanagan, it spells Flanagan the traditional way, Flanigan, mm-hmm. which is not the way I spell it. I'm not going to spell my name on the podcast, but not the way I spell it. And so it's looking for an exact match, so it never finds my wife. And so and that's like just a continual problem because my father did not spell it the traditional way. And the story my mother tells me is that he used to spell his name like a different way every time he signed something, or every time he wrote his name down. And, you know, when they had kids, she finally said, you know, you got to pick one. And so he just ran with this one, mm-hmm. which is like the most non-traditional way to spell it.
Yeah.
So nobody gets it right. Constantly getting my name misspelled on stuff. People don't recognize. It's another one of those things about being black. Like, you know, I have a name that should have been a regular name. And then somehow it became like this weirdness because
my name is all regular.
It's all right. You can't really mess that one up.
There is no way to get my name wrong. People do. People add that E at the end. It's annoying. Why?
You gotta make it special. You gotta put a little accent on it.
I'm good.
An extra unpronounceable E.
I'm good.
Nah, but I love my name. It gets me in the door a lot of time. I think people see, you know, Flanagan. And they do not see me coming.
They not thinking it's one more black man. They're not
thinking it's me. Helps me out. That's my wife emerging from the baby's room. Yeah, this is how we do the podcast. This is this is happening live.
Shout out to the sneeze.
This is happening live in my living room, right outside the baby's room. We're trying to be quiet as not to wake her back up. We on the late night, so if you hear someone yawn, it's because, you know, this is how hard we work to deliver this podcast to you. We're up late, got to get up, go to work tomorrow. But
we are tired for you.
We're tired for you. I yawn because I care.
Man, I think my fiance is actually doing a late night tonight. She gets off at about 2:00. So I got to buggy, go home, sleep for an hour and a half, drive all the way back out here, take her home. Sleep for another hour and a half, and then go to work. I'm hoping she's off today. I'm hoping she's off tomorrow, actually. It'd be crazy for her to get off at 2 and then have to go back out to work, because I'm not going to be there.
I couldn't do it. I know I couldn't do it. No way. This can't be right. Have we only been talking for 13 minutes?
What?
That's what I'm looking at the thing right now, and I got 13 minutes and 20 seconds. I feel like we've been talking for way longer than that.
Yeah, I think something is wrong with that timer.
I don't know. But it's like 9:00. What do you think, Tammy?
I've been here for almost an hour.
Really? Okay, well, hopefully that's right.
Yeah, we might cut this one short tonight because I'm about to be driving Miss Daisy.
What you got there? Oh, that's your pasta. Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay. Shout out to the Flanagans for hosting me for dinner. That was pretty good. Some Cajun shrimp and pasta. Pretty good. Pretty spicy. I liked it. Killed it.
Thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
All right, yeah. So hopefully it has been an hour so we can start shutting this thing down. What, we got anything left on the agenda?
No, that's about it.
That's about it. All right, so I guess we can just get to our final thoughts. We can call this episode 2. We just don't have a name for it. Thank you for opening the can out here. Appreciate it.
You know what?
I'm just messing with you. But these mics are like crazy sensitive.
That's what we're going to call this episode. Can opener.
Can opener.
Can opener.
There we go. Thank you. See how you contributed without even knowing you.
Every little bit helps. Episode 2, can opener. gotta listen to the whole thing to figure out what that means, though.
You should be listening to the whole thing. Shout out to David for listening. I could tell he listened to the whole thing.
David C. Yeah, David C. He hit me up. He gave me some really good feedback that was much appreciated. Shout out to David C. We miss him around the office, but always on to bigger and better things. Yeah. We definitely got a link up one night.
Walking Dead is coming back. You know, you're always welcome to come through for a Walking Dead episode.
Walking Dead. Shout out to the Walking Dead. AMC, if you need some extras, you want us to blog through it, let us know.
Yeah, I'm a huge Walking Dead fan. I'm pretty sure Glenn is dead. Let me know what you think. It's got to be Glenn, though.
Yeah, because Glenn is just got pulled. Glenn is about to do a movie and another TV show. I can't remember what the name of it is, but I just saw it the other day.
It's got to be Glenn. Got to be Glenn. Like, his nine lives are up.
Gone.
I love the dude. I love him. If you're listening, why don't you hop on an obscure podcast that just began and talk about your Walking Dead time. Hey. I'm not going to let the little things get in the way of the big things. Yes, we're a little podcast, but we love you, Glenn. You can come out here.
Every little bit counts.
Every little bit counts. All right, final thoughts. You want to go first this time, Rich, or you want me to?
I don't have much. Just once again, stick with us. We're going to narrow down our platform and have a lot better content for you guys, and definitely just, you know, keep coming at you.
And for me, again, you know, happy birthday, Fats. We miss you. Shout out to Rolling Rooster. Would love some sponsorship. Good wings. Man, I guess that is it. I don't have a lot to say today other than happy birthday to Seth. Thank you for inviting me to your party. I'll try not to be so uncomfortable next time if I get to come out there again. Lovely house. But yeah, this has been the What Is TWS podcast. Thank you for sticking with us, and we'll holler at you next week.
Later.
All right, peace.